Genesis Ramirez grips a digital timer, her legs swinging in a chair in the waiting room of the Meskwaki Tribal Health Center. The 17-year-old just got her second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, but she didn't do it just to keep herself safe.
My family is very high risk, and I don't want to bring anything back to them where I can't help them.
Ramirez isn't a member of the Sac and Fox Tribe of the Mississippi, also known as the Meskwaki Nation, but she's one of the 2,600 people who live or work on the tribe's 8,000-acre settlement west of Tama. She's now one of the many members of her community who's fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
I've been waiting and I've been wanting to get a vaccine just so I can know that I did something to help.
According to state data, less than half of adult Iowans have been fully vaccinated. That's far short of what experts say is needed for herd immunity. But that number is much higher for the Meskwaki Nation, where officials estimate more than 70% of those eligible who live and work on the settlement are fully vaccinated.
I'm actually a little surprised, to be honest.
Rudy Papaki is the health director for the Meskwaki Tribal Health Center.
I didn't expect our numbers to be this high this quick. I thought eventually we'd start, you know, we'd hit a plateau where we're trying to build upon those numbers, but we actually hit a pretty substantial number from the very beginning.
As the state's only federally recognized tribe, Meskwaki Nation leaders faced a unique choice last fall. They could get the vaccine through the state of Iowa or the federal government's Indian Health Service. Papaki says the tribe chose the feds.
I just thought the connection with Indian Health Service was going to be much stronger. They made some promises right from the beginning that once we get it, we'll get it to your hands as quickly as we can.
Papaki says that's just what happened. Doses started coming in slowly in December. They vaccinated elders and healthcare workers first and quickly moved on. But vaccine hesitancy was prevalent at the start. Even tribal leaders like Dolanda Pushatiniqua initially turned down the vaccine in December.
I was one of the people who said no, you know, like, I don't trust the government to be able to give us a vaccine.
But Pushatiniqua says the Meskwaki settlement is a close-knit community with many multi-generational homes. She says this is what ultimately persuaded her to change her mind.
I don't want to be that person who, you know, gets my dad sick or, you know, any of my uncles, you know, who might not fare as well if they were to get COVID.
Pushatiniqua says she believes this has pushed others to get vaccinated as well, but officials say it's taken more than that. Sarah Augsburger is the clinic nurse manager at the tribe's health center. She says the center's staff works hard to spread accurate vaccine information and address concerns. And Augsburger says she's careful not to push anyone who's not ready.
And I also tell people if you're not comfortable, then it's not time. You know, once you get comfortable with it, that's when you should get vaccinated. And I've had four or five people be like, nobody's ever said that to me. You know, I feel like everybody's forcing me, but that it makes sense, and have actually turned around and gotten vaccinated.
Health Center Director Papaki says he posts updates regularly in Meskwaki Facebook groups to address ongoing hesitations. He says he answers questions directly and tailors the experience of getting vaccinated to the community.
We created a post on social media that said, if you've had the vaccine, what were your reactions? So, and it's no longer, I read this on the news or I saw it on the internet. It's your friend, your neighbor, your cousin, your relative.
But Papaki says demand for the vaccine has started to decline. Meskwaki leadership launched a program 3 weeks ago for the settlement's 500 tribal operations employees. It offers them a $100 Visa gift card for each COVID-19 shot they get. That's pushed their group's vaccination rate to nearly 80%. It's a program Papaki says he hopes to extend to all tribal members soon, so he can reach his goal of getting 85% vaccinated. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.